Loyalist Township Council approved staff using $25,000 from the Fleet and Equipment Reserve Fund to assess the condition of the township's fleet of vehicles. Council approved staff to seek an external consultant for a detailed review of the township's fleet condition and needs, as well as a replacement strategy and an evaluation of their leasing system. Along with a review of existing systems, processes, and policies, staff will be looking into fleet modernization as well. They'll be considering green alternatives for future replacements and additions. Staff plan to use the results of the study as a planning and guidance tool going forward. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend describes the importance of getting the study underway.
I think this is timely and good to do. I mean, having just gone through budget processes, a lot of what the public sees are the fleet that we have on the road, and there's always comments about that. And I think this will serve us to have have a strategic approach to our fleet.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted the importance of a new strategy going forward.
I'm glad to see this coming forward. We have looked at different strategies. We've tried some, and now it's a good time to find out what's working and what's not, and where we should go in the future. I think it's very prudent planning.
The study would also review the pilot enterprise vehicle leasing program to determine if it should continue in its current form. This program includes 13 light-duty vehicles. Director of Community and Customer Services Lori McFarland describes how the data from the survey will help them going forward.
It'll be a look at what's happening right now. It'll feed into the asset management plan, but as part of it, it'll be recommending different strategies for replacement, and we'll incorporate that into the asset management plan and how we move forward.
This work was determined to be a priority for early this year because the data is required for the township to start preparing for its long-range financial plan and 2025 updated asset management plan. Project funding was not included in the 2025 budget as it was originally due to be completed in the last quarter of 2024. Due to competing priorities and reduced staffing levels, this did not occur. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.